okay? Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Power. I give it to him.
The glory.
I give it to him.
Forever.
I give it to him.
In ever.
I give it to him.
The power.
I give it to him.
The glory.
I give it to him.
Forever.
I give it to him.
In ever.
I give it to him.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is The Bold and the Beautiful. We are here right now. We are getting ready to start our broadcast, and I'm Curtis Austin, and we are now on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We air every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. Won't you just tune in? Welcome to When Christians Talk Radio, Bold and the Beautiful.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be weak. Ay. I wouldn't wake up from my sleep. Ay. I wouldn't have nothing to eat. Ay. I wouldn't be so unique. Ay. If it wasn't for God, I would lose it. Yep. I wouldn't live under a roof, and yep. I wouldn't be up in this booth, and yep. I wouldn't know He is the truth. And if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now I rise up and I surprise them like the day that He rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these foreign cars on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada. I wouldn't be cold. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes. No shoes to cover my toes. No hat to cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed, so without a doubt. Hey. Gotta make sure I shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bold and Beautiful is a talk show designed to bring the Word of God to youth and young adults around the world and embolden them to live out loud for Jesus. Our vision is to see young people of the world rising up to take their rightful place as leaders and world changers.
I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I saw the God, He said, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And they try to act like they never knew you. But the devil can't do nothing to you. Cause the
power.
I give it to Him. The glory.
I give it to Him.
Forever.
I give it to Him.
In ever.
I give it to Him.
The power.
I give it to Him.
The glory.
I give it to Him.
Forever.
I give it to Him.
In ever.
I give it to Him.
All right, everybody, here we are again with another When Christians Speak Talk Radio Bold and Beautiful podcast. We are here on this beautiful sunny afternoon, and we are excited to have these guests. I'm actually going to kick it over to my brother Curtis for the introductions for this show, but we're just excited for all that God has for us. Amen.
Definitely. We are super excited today because we have two dynamic guests. We have one who is revisiting our show and our platform one more time. Her name is Elise Hempfield. Now, listen, this is a mighty woman of God. I had the privilege of meeting this woman of God at a tent revival. And this was the first time I actually did anything with an interpreter. And she was preaching that day, too. It was just a blessing. And then she came on the show. She talked about her journey with the Lord. She talked about the books that she was birthing out at the time and also her ministry. But since then, she has connected to someone who is kingdom minded and kingdom built. So this mighty man of God is also here with us. And his name is Herbert as well. Right. And listen, this is her fiance, Shawty. Like, she was single at the time, but Lord, she was married to the Lord. And then God sent her Boaz, and he is more than. I'm ready for this one. Yes, man. But in our co-host's absence, we want to, just say that we're missing one of our co-hosts today, Novena, Sister Reverend Novena. She's in our thoughts. She has some things going on, so we had to continue with the show. But she supports us. We support her right now where she's at. But we want to kick right off in this, and we just want to talk about, this where you at now, Minister. How you doing?
Oh, wow! It is such a blessing to be here, Reverend Curtis. Minister Jordana, God bless you all. God has been so faithful, so faithful in this journey. I mean, it is truly a journey with God. And so I know when we last talked, I was talking about my publishing the two books. And first it was just the one book, the From Ashes to Beauty, A Journey of God's Grace, finally has been published.
Amen.
July 16th. of 2020, I published this one, self-published. And then in August 25th, I published the second one, A Journey in His Footsteps. And so God is just so faithful. And I'm telling you, it has been a journey, because yes. whenever you want to give birth to what God has, it's going to require a push. Amen. It's going to require tenacity and endurance, perseverance, and God is faithful. So I'm blessed that God has blessed me to publish those, to be a blessing to his people. Amen. You can get them on Amazon if you want and everything. And then look at God as we do his will. And minister and just be available and open. God sure blesses you with the desires of your
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Like you said, this is definitely been a journey, you know, a lot of ups and downs. But like Elise said, God is faithful and his word is true. And he's a loving God.
Yes.
And what he tells us, he means. Mm-hmm. Just like she said, he promised me a wife. She's my fiance. He's promised me so many things, and he's never let me down, you know. So I just say that God is faithful, and he keeps his word, and he's very loving. And so this journey has definitely been awesome so far, and I look forward to continuing on my journey, not only with Jesus now, but with my fiance.
Amen.
So tell us about, what are the two books about and who are they for?
Yes. So the first book is for the young girls, women who desire a closer walk with God. And it has been divided into 15 chapters, 15 weeks. And so we cover a lot of things. Each chapter, and you know, it's filled with color. Each chapter has a introduction. It goes by day one, day two, day three, day four. Mm-hmm. Each chapter has activities. Each chapter has a declaration of faith and prayer, and also self-reflection questions at the end, because I believe it's important that we don't just read, but that we also meditate and self-reflect and look inwardly. Okay, what did I get from that? We can ask ourselves those questions and be comfortable and safe, have a safe place to be honest with ourselves. Amen. And write. Amen. And even pray, because we know that, hallelujah, God answers prayers. And so every chapter has prayers. And even for the activities, in the back there are answer keys, just in case someone may need a little help. I provide the answer keys to certain activities. Mm-hmm. And also a place where women can journal inside. There are a few pages where you can journal inside. And so some of the chapters are just awesome, helping us with our journey and our walk, whether it's about, we cover fear, the fear of man, fear of the unknown, like the future, things like that, the fear of God, the reverential fear of God, and satanic fear, all kinds of things, humility, and how humility comes before honor. We cover biblical stories and the story of Joseph and how he endured. I mean, it's just so many things, healing, blessing blockers, how we have to deal with those inner things, and the dispensation of grace in the men's book. I know Herbert has
this
read.
This book is truly a blessing. Hallelujah. It's a workbook. It allows you to, you know, check your walk, check yourself in, see where you are spiritually. See the areas and where you need to grow. Develop a more intimate relationship with God, because there is a lot of interactive things you're doing here. Crossword puzzles, reflective question and answering. It's just full of the knowledge of the word of God. It's full of life. Hallelujah. Amen. For God's word is spirit and it is life. It's definitely life change. And this will develop your relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It covers a multitude of spiritual topics. Following in the footsteps of Jesus, like she said, overcoming fear, overcoming rejection. That was a major chapter and week for me, because I had a problem with rejection, but rejection is not always bad. And what God taught me in this book is that when they reject me, they're not rejecting me, they're rejecting the Christ in me. So I don't have to take on that burden.
That's right.
And rejection comes with walking in the footsteps of Christ.
Man,
so it helped me develop in that area, and rejection has no bound on me anymore. this book.
Hey, man, that's so I'm just right here smiling because so as these two books have been birthed out of you and God is, and I'm quite sure that there's more to come, because you're full of the Spirit of the Lord and also the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know, as he puts it in your heart and put it in your mind to put things to pen to paper. But I'm rejoicing because not just is it a toolbox that you have created for young women, but you've also created a toolbox for young men and men in the same. And then to show it, like your own husband, soon to be husband, comes and he explains how these things that he read in this book has also cultivated places in him that now made him even a better man. And it just shows that when God has ordained something, like, you know, it just, I always say, like, you know, we can put two hands together and they don't always fit. But when you put your both of your hands together, they were meant to be together. So interlocking, I can sit like this all day long and it's not uncomfortable. But you see the purpose and the comfortability in you two and how you supporting your fiance, but not just supporting her. You're saying, oh, well, I'm just going to read the book because she wrote it. You ain't say that. You said, I'm reading the book and I'm going to get it because I know it's inspired by the Spirit of God. And you're sharing with God who birthed you with. Man. And that's, man, that's a beautiful balance, man. I mean, this is kingdom right here. This is really kingdom. I'm loving this. Yeah. So now that these books that you said they on Amazon, and where else are
they? They are on Amazon, only on Amazon for now. And also, if anyone wants to purchase a personal copy from me, they can also do so. And it's filled with color. So some may notice, oh, wow, this is a little pricey, but what made the price jump up is because the men's book is more pages than the women's book, and also it's color. So black and white books do not cost as much, but I'm telling you, it is truly valuable. Yes, it is truly blessing, especially when also I give my personal testimonies in here too, because what we need today is real, the genuine, the transparency, you know, that somebody went through something and not ashamed, not afraid to share their testimonies and things like that. So I share some of my testimonies in here, and also for the men and for the women, because what we learn, we grow through experiences, we grow through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so we're called out of darkness to help somebody else and bring them into the light.
Yes, amen.
And so I'm just blessed. And even in the chapter about the dispensation of grace, and the dispensation of the Mosaic law, you know, I remember my fiance talked about how years ago when you know, he started walking with the Lord. Tell him about how you,
when I was a baby Christian, I called myself keeping the law. I didn't know, I hadn't learned grace yet. So I found myself going in circle after circle after circle after circle after circle until I got introduced into the grace of Christ, in which we live in that dispensation now, in the name of Jesus. And I'm so thankful that it's not by our works or not by our good deeds. Yes, those are all a part of our Christian walk, but that doesn't make God do for us. God does for us because of his love and his grace. Yes, hallelujah. So when I got introduced to grace, I was set free, and I found out that my sins were forgiven. Sins were forgiven, were forgotten, that I'm a man of Christ. I'm made perfect in Christ, not by the law.
Hallelujah.
I walk boldly in Christ.
That's right.
And all shame and doubt and unbelief was vanished when I found out grace was sufficient for me. God's grace.
Man, I'm loving you, Joe. I'm loving you, man. I'm telling you, bro, for real, man. You know, sis, you got this thing you want to put in?
Well, I guess let's actually dig into a little bit about that process of going from law to grace, right? Because we're in a time where, you know, even with like all the turmoil, there's so much, and sometimes we aren't, the church isn't always represented well. And so even in some of our like organizations and things, sometimes, you know, we find that even our organizations are putting us in bondage. So what was like, I guess, the catalyst, or how did we get from the law? Because Because I know, you know, sometimes, you know, I was, you know, connected to like a ministry in the past where it was all about people, places, and things. Like, you know, make sure you're doing this checklist of do's and don'ts. And it can become exhausting if that is like you're waking up every day to try and, you know, make sure I don't do this and I don't do this, right? And you come to a place of freedom. So what was that process like for you? Like, how did you, how were you even introduced to it? Was it like through a message or a person or?
It was through the ministry in which I'm in part now at Victory Christian Ministries International. Apostle Tony and Cynthia Brazelton broke down what grace was and how to differentiate or rightly divide the dispensations.
Amen.
So I was taught by the word of God and transformed by the word of God on what grace is in this dispensation that we live in now. And grace is Christ and what he's done for us on Calvary.
Jesus.
So being taught, going through experiences, feeding on the word of God, going to Bible college, learning how to rightly divide the word of truth, set me free and taught me how to live this life of grace to come up out of this law-based type of religious teaching. So the main thing is I highly recommend and pray that people just get up under the right teachings of the word of God. Mm-hmm. That is very important.
Yeah.
Follow leaders and teachers that are teaching the grace doctrine, not false doctrine. So it's important to like I say, be under the right teachings of the word of God in order to be transformed into this grace life.
They say it does matter to go to church.
It matters where you go to church.
Amen. I definitely hear that. And you know, I know, and I actually know Elisa's testimony too. And I actually heard her actually preach and convey how God really introduced her to who she really was as far as the value that she held, right? Which actually unlocked some things that allowed her to be able to see how when other people didn't understand who she was, God always did. And I think that's a part of what grace really is, you know, because for me and, you know, I have a history that is a history. It's really a history, you know, but, you know, the thing about it is that God chose me in the place when I was actually in a place where nobody would have chose me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that really is where heaven reached to earth and grace was it was disposed to me. And I realized that when he said that I was justified, that he also declared me not guilty. As you begin to talk about, you know, how, you know, this understanding, like who we are in him and how like it clicked that, it wasn't about performance because where I was guilty, he declared me not guilty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he showed me like, yeah, so listen, did you know like why I died for you? He says, not because it was anything that you would do. It was because of who you were.
Amen.
And when you think about that, like it comes now to a point where you now are building a relationship with God. As opposed to, and I think that's what like Minister Jordan was just talking about too, because like the church sometimes isn't represented. You know, they tell you that these do's and don'ts. Now, don't get me wrong. This not saying that you should use grace as a license to sin.
All right,
but on the flip side of that, you know, it's also too that your mistakes are not you.
Mm-hmm.
That we are constantly being sanctified and understanding grace is like, I remember one time, like this is just quick testimony, we can move on. But I remember one time I had failed drastically, as at least I felt I did, right? So I repented and I told God to forgive me. And God said, CJ, you harder on yourself than I am on you. He said, won't you give yourself some grace?
Wow.
You know?
Good.
Yeah. So then you find this freedom where you're able to say, okay, well, shame does not hold me, you know, bond, you know, the whatever I had struggled with don't really hold me. That's not me. I really know that I am him. And it's the grace that teaches you that, because it is that unmerited favor, but also that internal strength that pushes you to that next level, right? Where people start to want what you got. You know what I'm saying? Come on and get it. Come on and get it.
Hallelujah.
That is so good.
That's so
and
awesome.
It's so awesome that we get to walk in the spirit and really just let him live through us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's like you said, you know, it's not about performance. It's a faith-based righteousness, not a works-based righteousness. We can't earn it. We didn't deserve it. Listen, I didn't bring any money to the altar to receive salvation. It was freely given. Hallelujah. Even when it comes to being born again or how we came into this world, we didn't come in with anything and we can't take anything with us. All we can take is that new born again heart. Hallelujah. And what we received and hallelujah, the transformation that God has given us. So it's just so beautiful to just walk in the spirit and listen to his voice daily and receive his grace each day. His mercy is new every day. And it's right. Grace is not a license to sin.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
And I remember the word that I was speaking about, what I was talking about, with the testimony and how you incorporated in your word, you was talking about, and this is the stage that I'm expressly remember, is that you had in your room, you put on your wall, Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. And you kept looking at that and you kept going back to it and you kept going back to it. And that's when you were saying how God was really cultivating some things in you. Right. And and for those that might be listening or might be watching and don't know what Jeremiah 29:11 is, it says that for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. And this in a greater translation, that means a hope and a future. So when you were speaking, you were talking that God was leading you to a place of hope, to a place that your future was so bright that your past could not even comprehend what God was going to send you into. And I'm looking at it now because you two put together, right? That's like dynamite. It's like a match and a wick. Put them together. Boom. There you go. I was God's saying came up right there. Right. That's the kingdom blessings right there. Kingdom blessings. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So I guess my next question is this, right? Now that you two have begun to walk together in the Lord, right? Amen. And we know the Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron. So a friend sharpened the counsel or the countenance of his friend, right? Or her friend. So how has your relationship been cultivated even greater through the relationship of the Lord that you have individually and then collectively?
Oh, that is so good. Yeah, I could go. Right. So, man, I'm telling you, sometimes I can just, if I'm feeling like something happened or upset about something, he looked me right in my face, baby. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And it's amazing because, see, God, marriage and relationship, it's about growing, because even together, God is still growing character. The fruit of the spirit, the fruit of love and joy and peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, and self-control. And so he has the Holy Ghost in him. Hallelujah. Doesn't the Bible say three is better than one? And so the beauty of it is when I'm in my feelings or whatever, it takes someone who's not going to tell me what I want to hear, but he tells me what the word says. And that's what matters. That's what I truly value and appreciate about him, is because, okay, Lord, help me not to be teary-eyed, is because he has a heart. His heart is after God's heart. Yes. And so, you know, he's always in the word of God. He's inspiring and encourages me. He loves listening to Bible Gateway. And so it's like, it's always, what is God saying? Yeah. And everything we talk about, I'm like, amen. And that's what we need to grow each other. I mean, I can think of a lot of things. Yeah. Whether you go ahead, baby.
Yes, well, I'm going to tell you, I have been truly blessed by the power of God and Elise. I mean, she has a very ambitious spirit. She's a woman of wise wisdom. I mean, she's very, very wise. Her wisdom has wore off on me. Her ambition has wore off on me. So I am just thankful. I'm thankful for the fruit of the spirit that she operates in: love, joy, peace, long suffering. All of those things that she cultivates, I get a piece of it. So it has elevated me and has caused me to want to step up my game, you know? So it's just been an awesome journey with her, and I look forward to continuing to grow. And God, like I said, God has a lot in store for us both.
Yes.
Our spirits bear witness with each other. I mean, we're a cohesive unit. We are set to do mighty things for the kingdom of the God. And we, like iron sharpens iron, we build each other up daily. So it's definitely awesome. And I've definitely grew since I met her.
And last thing, you know, one of the main things that I could, because again, I've already saw him in church, you know, we would sit in the same section and everything. But when I saw that he was seeking God, he went to, he goes to Victory Bible College at our church. And I saw, he's studying, pursuing God.
Yeah.
And you know, it was supernatural that, you know, God allowed, I'm a deacon at my church and he's an usher. So it was when I was sitting down was when he approached me, hey, are you single? And so I was like, yeah, I am. And I kept praising and worshiping God, but it was his heart to seek God.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of discipline to go through these classes at the Bible college. Cause I was going to apply and I was like, not right now, Lord, but I was inspired, encouraged when I saw man seeking God. And so that's what it's about. It's not about all the outward. It's about who are you on the inside of that flesh? Amen. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's attractive. Jesus Christ is attractive. And that's what it's about. Leaving that aroma of Christ everywhere we go.
Yeah. And like I said, in all relationships, I mean, we've had our bumps and bruises, but by the power of God, we always persevere.
We overcome.
We're more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. So,
amen.
I'm blessed. So thankful for her and continuing to grow with her spiritually.
That's a blessing. I mean, trust me when I say that my sister right here, right? I sit at the table many times and I'd be like, I'm talking to someone. So, yeah, I want you to meet. She look at me saying, that's not the one. That's not the one. But so, you know, I mean, you know, it's definitely like when you find, you know, we already know what the scriptures say, whosoever find of a wife, find of a good thing, obtain a favor of the Lord. You know, that's a special favor I believe that a man has that God has set aside when he finds that one specifically that God has ordained for him. You know, and with that being said, you know, like as far as like you, if you two being in the same ministry and things of that nature, and I know that you both said that, you know, you want to have a family, y'all are planning for your wedding now, you know, and you're planning for, you know, families and all that stuff. So as far as like, I know that you're writing books and you're at college and y'all said, do you both want to preach? So Herbert, are you a preacher too?
I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm also a teacher of the word. So I believe that I have the teacher anointing on me. So I believe that we are both would be a leader of a ministry. As time go on, you know, we're just going to stay the course, keep in tune with our pastors, grow, follow the vision of the church that we're at. Yeah. And then God is going to sprout us off to do our own thing. So
walking
by faith.
We don't know everything,
but we got God's word. We trust him and walk with the Holy Ghost. Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. Yes. So just keep in tune, stay the course, and just follow God, follow the heart of God. And I see us having a ministry one day in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
Sis.
Wherever you want to take us, Lord.
Every
day.
In my heart, I really believe that. So.
Amen.
It has been an interesting time, first of all, just to be alive in the world today, right?
Yeah.
And then to also be in relationship. So how have you guys, like in your ministry and in your relationship, been navigating all that's been happening like in the world? Like, what has that felt like for you guys?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
It's definitely been an interesting time, you know. Basically, we just keep our faith in the word, you know. Our value is the word. And the leading of the Holy Ghost allows us to adapt to the world system because we got the help of the Holy Ghost. So, I mean, there are wicked things and the world is going through all of these things. But by the power of God and power of the Holy Ghost, he's been keeping us.
Yes.
We're in tune with him. We follow him. And we allow him to work through us so we can change the world because they're waiting for us.
And also, it's been a busy season, actually, he's in school and I'm in school as well. But we always encourage each other. We always like to share. What did you get from your classes?
Because,
you know, I'm in school for pastoral counseling and life coaching. And he's also in ministry school. And so we get to encourage each other. So, you know, it's always been we're always working. Because I know one thing I know about the Lord is he don't do nothing for no, it's always a purpose, even when it comes to marriage or whatever, it's for a purpose. You know, we know that it's not about us and oh, we just get to roses and all of that. Oh, it's an assignment.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen. So we've just been being fed with the word, growing even.
And giving back to the people that we come in contact with, because we are the Christ representation on earth. So whether it be at work, for our family members, wherever we are, we just are open to the Holy Ghost doing whatever he needs to do. And the world, in the time that we're in, the world needs Christ. People need to see Christ. So that's what we are here to do. And that's what we are open to allowing the Holy Spirit
and
to
interceding
do through us.
For so many people. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
one thing. I want to say this, in this pandemic, we haven't been, I mean, we're still on top. By the grace of God. It's not, we as children of God, I don't even look at it as a pandemic. The world may be in a pandemic, but I'm saved by the grace of God and I'm living on top because of Christ. That's how I see it.
I know what? I know her father must love you, bro.
Yeah.
I met her father too. I know her father must love you, bro. I'm telling you, you know, he's probably graduated by both of that. I was waiting for you. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what's going on, man. This is beautiful, man. So do y'all think y'all see yourselves writing a book together in the future?
I was thinking that already the other day.
I see
and
it happening.
Through even what we're going through, you know, I love writing. Oh, inspiring people and helping people. So I'm learning even at this thing of relationship and really loving, amen, and getting to know. So all these things, experiences, it's going to be a blessing to somebody else.
Yes,
amen. To help somebody else, to serve. Like, that's why we're here. Like, exactly. The breath in our body, God has given us. I can go on and on, but I'm not going to take up too much time. But I'm telling you, it's always about helping somebody
serving.
Else.
Serving. Serving.
That's
serving.
My passion. Even the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. So
yeah.
That's beautiful. I mean, go ahead, sis. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask. So since, because you guys are, you know, so kingdom focused and kingdom minded, like, how have you had to like adjust, like doing ministry and ministering to people? Like, how has that changed?
Well, it really, other than being virtual, we still bless virtually. But as far as it has taken away from the unity, I can say. I'm used to being able to be with my family, be able to hug up and love up on people, but this pandemic has kind of put a halt to that. So the main change was that we were doing everything virtually. But what's so amazing is that God can work through any and every situation.
Yes.
So the same way that he could use me to bless someone with me being in their presence, he did it virtually. So,
amen.
The glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's mainly the only change, really, was that we had to adapt to the virtual lifestyle.
Yeah.
And even being able to pray together. We've at our church, we have like, what is it? Every day we have prayer calls, Monday through Friday. So, you know, I'm supposed to be leading prayer, for instance, on June 21st. And there are people who come on to pray with us. And I'm always, hey, babe, I need you to have a prayer point for 7 minutes. You know, everybody has 7 minutes. And, you know, just we love praying together. That's one thing we do daily. Amen. Is interceding. And so, you know, just helping each other.
Yes.
Encouraging each other. I'm big on that. So intercessory prayer has also been one way that God has truly been using us in this season. Mm-hmm. Always praying and thinking about somebody else, and
So, like I would say, the biggest change in this season is switching over to this virtual lifestyle, and I see things are coming back to normal now. Glory be to God, and I'm praying that this year we'll be able to get back in school, because school was in person. We even had to switch that to virtual.
Yeah.
So
yes,
I'm praying to God that we'll be able to get back and hug up and love on one another
this year. That's good. Because I actually missed the interaction. We actually are going back to church and stuff now too. It's just not the larger group, just mostly the elders that come in, and then still virtual. So you missed that in action. One of the things that I also miss is also, like y'all say, about serving, is just being in the community and doing the things we're doing that I used to do at the nonprofit. When I'm quite sure it's things that you've all probably missed doing, like in the community as well. But have y'all been able to, you know, like, because I've seen just like them things. I'm just kind of highlighting y'all relationship right now, and because it's just a beautiful thing to see God. I mean, I'm just excited for you. I'm telling you, I'm actually excited for both of y'all, because I can actually see the care you have for her and that care she has for you. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like God said, here, protect his heart. Here, protect her heart, and gave y'all both to each other. So it's a beautiful thing. Like this, it was a post she put one day on Facebook. She said, wow, she said, I love it when he calls me out of nowhere and tells me what the Lord has said to him this morning.
Oh, yeah. Right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a dynamic thing to see people in love, but also in love with the Lord, and that love be founded upon him, you know. Of course, yeah, we all go through things in relationships, but the beautiful thing is that when God puts something together, you know when God puts it together. You know, many people are around testing the situations. You know, like really, like it, I've heard things from the courts or people that's like clerks of the courts, right? That divorce is at an all-time high rate now, right? Because this pandemic probably revealed to people, like, you know, and that's my last question. I'm leading to a question. How this pandemic has revealed to people that they really didn't know the person that they were with, right? You know, so my question is, how has this pandemic pushed you all closer, though?
Oh, I would like to go for it. You know, they say when you meet someone, you should know them through every season. And, you know, even through the season of the pandemic, I've seen this fade. Even with the whole, you know, the watching the news, I'm not getting involved in that. I'm standing on the word. Okay, so I see his faith. He's had a job transitioning, okay? And so there was a time where, you know, there was a, you know, payment had freeze. I'm sorry, we being transparent and everything. How did his faith remain strong? You know, still believe in God. And so I'm monitoring that. I'm watching that. And I'm like, praise God. Through the summer, hallelujah. Is he eyeing other, you know, all that. I'm watching all that. No, but still, through every season, you know, giving his relationship with his mother, being able to spend time with them, is just beautiful. Spoiled. No, but really loved by his mom and grandma and all of that. Just being able to even see the responses of my loved ones and how they react toward him and their acceptance. Oh my gosh, acceptance. My mom will call him and say, hey, what would you like for dinner? I'm like, mom, well, you didn't even ask me what I would like, you know, we having family dinner together and things like that. But I hope that answers your question. But
and what I say, this pandemic has really showed me the true definition of a helpmate. The true definition of love, because she loves me, and she loves me with the love of Christ. It's not a normal love. It's not a natural love. So me and this pandemic, we've had time to spend time with each other, speak to each other, even in the midst of the pandemic, just do activities together. And she shows the love of God, and I experienced the love of God through Elise like never before. Nope, my mom loved me. My mom loved me. But this love is the love of Christ that I'm experiencing with my fiance, my future wife.
That's wow.
It's amazing.
And I'm telling you, I am just so thankful. Like, you know, my heart,
the love of
God. I care so much about him. Like, he knows. Yeah. I'm like, baby, you okay? How you do? You know, and I'm just grateful because it's so supernatural. I didn't even know how God would do the whole thing, but he truly.
Hold on, I need a minute. I need a minute. Listen, I'm telling you, it's good now. It's good. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. It's so good
painful.
Now.
Like, I didn't know. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of that day on when he asked me for my number on January 12th because I put it on my vision board. I was served breakfast in the ministry of, what is it, Fishers of Men, where we serve the people who come from the shelter, breakfast, and then we take the food back, wash the dishes. And I was beginning to miss praise and worship. And I was like, oh, Lord, but, you know, I'm going to miss praise and worship. But who would have known that while I'm serving, doing the Lord's work, that he has something waiting for me that I was not even expecting to happen that very day. And so we don't have to go outside or looking for this and that. Some people would tell me, at least you ain't gonna find anyone being up in that church. You need to come over here. You need to do, but no, I know where God called me. I don't have to be out here and there. Mm-hmm. So all it requires is us to be where God's called us to be. And God will provide Jehovah Jireh, not just in the area of relationships, but in the area of everything
pertaining to life and godliness.
There you go. So I'm just so grateful that God is faithful. There were times, like you said, with Jeremiah 29:11, where I just felt like, I don't even want to be alive, Lord. Like, why am I still here? What do you have for me? I'm so discouraged. And yet I didn't see none of this happening. You know, I knew God wanted me to write books, and I felt like I had to do that first before something else was going to happen. Because why? I need to be focused. Amen. And so we can't skip steps with the Lord, you know. It's just one step at a time, one faith walk at a time. And I mean, and God knows what I need. God knows what he needs, and how he just supernaturally, there's no fear in love. And so I'm just grateful that flaws and all, he accepts me, vice versa. And it's like, God.
It's God. There you go. God is exactly what it is.
So wait, who knew first? Who knew this was it first? Have y'all talked about it? Who knows who knew first?
That's a good question. But I knew on the end. I don't think we ever discussed that together.
We never really discussed it. But I knew.
But I remember the day when you called me and you asked me those three questions, and I was like up at night, and I felt like the Holy Ghost was just in the room, and I couldn't even really go to sleep. But you asked me, do you desire a kingdom family, kingdom marriage? And I was like, wow, yes, I do. And then just hearing all the things that we related to, like born the same year, desire the same amount of seeking God. I mean, we're both single. Mm-hmm. And other things, praise God. I'm not gonna go through the whole list.
It was settled on my end, on the inside of me. I would say after our first date, when we went out to the movies, we had already been talking on the phone, discussing our desires, our compatibility, and those things. And then once we went on our first date, had a good time, my comfortability around her, my willing to be open, it was like never before, never like any other relationship that I've been in. Mm-hmm. Not like any of them. Never. I said, this is it. Mm-hmm. My spirit was settled on it.
I know that's right. Hello?
Settled. Yeah, come on now.
So you know, I'm a girl, so I want to know, when you thought about, so when you said this is it, but then you were like, well, you know, there's still a period where you're still getting to know each other and building the relationship and the intimacy. When did you know you were going to propose? Like, how did that whole process, you know, I love a good proposal story. So how did you after the first date, you can't say, well, I'm going to ask her to marry me.
No. As we continued on in the relationship, I allowed God, you can say, God, this is on you. I'm open and available. So when I hear from you, then that's when I'll make the move. But that didn't come down the line until, you know, we started spending more time together, got to know each other a little bit more. And my time in prayer and fasting, that's when God revealed to me, this is the time that I want you to go ahead and propose. And then we set that up and went for it. It was on February 6th of last year. And I went on ahead and proposed, but it was basically a move of the spirit.
It was, because at first, I think you were saying 3 years or 3 years or more. Yeah. And some of my sisters in church, you know, they was like, oh, what? God's going to work that out. I mean, it was like, you don't need that long to know if this is, you know, it's 6 months or so, but you should know, man, you know, because we're not little kid games. I don't know. You know, we kingdom.
Yeah.
I got a plan. Look, this is what God, if you can't catch the vision, you know, if you, you know.
Yeah, I try not to make decisions on my own.
Yeah,
because you know, you just want to stay in tune, but God is because, like we always say, we got our eyes on the bigger picture. A marriage is a kingdom relationship,
it really is.
But it's really about the plan that God has for us both, for His kingdom plan, and individually and collectively. So we try to stay focused on the big picture, which is God's plan for us.
Amen. As a man, I'm gonna say this as a man and as a husband, and also as a leader, that's a good place to be. You know, I can tell you all the decisions I made on my own, they never amounted to anything.
Right.
But everything that I allowed God to lead me into, those were the things that I benefited from, and those are the things that people connected to me benefited from. So, man, I just encourage. I mean, I celebrate, not encourage. I celebrate you both, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really want other people to know that's listening right now, that might be in that place of whether they're a man or a woman waiting on that special person. You know, I was waiting on some stuff myself, and I remember God told me, and sometimes he still reminds me, you pay attention to my purpose and I'll pay attention to my promise.
Amen. That's powerful.
That's so good.
So, well, you know, basically, but that's something that he sometimes still got to remind Curtis about, because Curtis got peripheral vision. You hear me? So you be like, look, sometimes he got to go, hold on there. Let me put that on, right? But so my question is, what advice would you give individuals that's still in that waiting pattern?
God has not forgotten. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, will he not do it? If he spoke it, will he not make it good? That one is from Numbers 23:19. But I want to encourage you all that God is faithful.
Yes.
He sees you. He knows you. You are not hidden. His timing is so perfect.
Amen.
His ways are higher than ours. He knows what he's doing. You are the clay. We are the clay. And he's the potter.
Mm-hmm.
And as he continues to form and shape, and it may not feel good, just receive and believe that he is the architect builder. You are a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he takes that one. And, you know, I remember when my friend was encouraging me, Lee, you may not know what God is doing. He may be in school. He may be preparing him. He may be moving from one neighborhood to a new, you never know. And guess what? He sure was in school. And you know, she was just encouraging me, because it's always good to have that encouragement, have that relationship where you can have someone in your life. And that's another thing. People sometimes don't want to talk to people, but it's important that we have that divine connection. And I talk about that in both books, a divine connection, who you can just keep it 100 with, because people go through things and they don't want to talk about it. But it's important that we do have someone to talk about, because God called us to be connected. Jesus had 12 disciples, you know. So let me come back and to just to say that God sees you and he knows you. The Bible says that when you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen. And the main thing that I want to say is to stay in prayer about it. Stay in communication with God about it and remain patient and walk with the Lord. God is all knowing. He knows where your mate is at this time. He knew before the foundations of the world who your mate was going to be. So that's already taken care of. It's on our end to remain patient, be obedient to what God is saying to us, stay prayerful, and trust God, trust the process. And in the waiting period, you got Jesus to love up on you anyway.
Oh,
you can
yes.
rely on him for the love that you may think that you're missing.
Amen.
But like I say, remain prayerful, be patient, and you have to be in tune with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was so good. I wish I could say something.
That's what's up. I love it. Sis?
Well, we're coming to a close on the show. And so a couple of things, I'm just going to highlight a couple of the things that were said. Mm-hmm. One of the things that strikes out to me about both of you all is your like single-minded focus. And even if we didn't delve into it at times, even if, you know, life happens and all this stuff, there's still like a focus on God.
Yes.
And that single-minded focus on the Lord and on your relationship with him gets you through every stage of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's one of the biggest things that I think we want to like leave people with today, is that no matter what happens in life, no matter where you find yourself, whether you're in group, out group, in work, in school, out of school, married, single, fiance, keep your focus, right? Because no matter what life brings you, if you are focused on God and your relationship, he can give you the wisdom, the steps, the tools, the advice, the direction to get you through every stage of your life and to make sure that you reach your highest good in every situation. Amen. So that's just one of the things that sticks out to me, and I want people to remember that as we leave the show. Yep. Curtis, what you got? What you got, Curtis?
Yeah, I mean, I echo that. I echo that because truthfully, both of you were focused on God's will, and God's will unfolded into God's plan for you two to be together. And just echoing what my co-host just said, you know, truly, you know, and I'm just going to leave these four F's for everybody. Stay focused, stay faithful while moving forward until you finish your course, because you're going to reach where your destination is.
Good
God got you. Yeah, right. God got you. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a promise keeper. Amen. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm so grateful you guys blessed us with your presence today. I'm so grateful that you allowed us to take at least a little bit of time of your Saturday today to be on the show. And it's a beautiful thing to see your smile, see your face, but most importantly, to see the relationship you have and a relationship that's been cultivated by Christ. Single-minded focus. I love it.
All right. So, of course, when we post this show, you guys, we'll put all the information about how they can get your book and connect with you about the ministry information. So we're just thankful to have you guys. We look forward to catching up with you at some point later, maybe post-wedding. We got that newlywed glow happening.
Yeah.
So we're excited for all that God has for you both. And thank you for spending your time with us. This has been another Bold and Beautiful One Christian Speak Talk Radio podcast. And we out.
I love you all. Thank you so much.
Love y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to our broadcast. We look forward to introducing young talent and sharing exciting stories with our listeners around the world. So if you have a gift, talent, story, or information to share with us, spoken word, poetry, book, or song to share, if you're an entrepreneur or musician, please contact us at bnbwcstr2016@gmail.com or on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.